I've always felt that the fourth quarter can be a bit of a misleading quarter for a lot of reasons. And I would say the main reason is that we're putting so much artillery fire, so much focus and concentration on closing business and finishing out the year strong, that many times we miss other things. Today, I want to focus on one all caps huge mistake that's made in the fourth quarter that can absolutely screw you over in the first quarter of the following year. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook Podcast. I've personally trained over 25,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about a fourth quarter mistake that will absolutely cost you big time come the first quarter of 2020. Now, this episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast is brought to you by our one-on-one sales coaching program, and I'm here to tell you that there is a really cool special Black Friday promo that we're going to be talking about where you can save quite a few bucks. And I'm going to talk about it at the end of the podcast, but you guys know how I like to roll. Let's get right down to business and dive into this thing because here we are. We're knee deep in the fourth quarter right now. So right about now, and really from this point, and just to give you just a timestamp, I'm recording this now on November 24th. Here in the U.S., we're coming up on Thanksgiving, one of my favorite holidays, by the way, probably, for those of you who have seen how enormously fat I am, just because of the food and the low pressure in terms of not having to buy gifts for the whole family. It's just an amazing, warm type of holiday. But right about from now, certainly until year end, there is this focus now that begins on our 2020 sales goals, the sales goals for the new year. So what the thing that I want to point out to you, and I feel like a bit of a nut job saying this, like this is one of those moments where you're going to say, yep, it's official. Castain is absolutely batshit crazy. But I really believe that we've bought into this whole goal setting construct that has us all starting our goals until January 1st. And, really after January 1st, when you think about it, it's going to be more like January 6th. If you look at how that week is laid out, I believe New Year's Day is on a Wednesday. Now, I mean, are you going back to school? You going back to work on the 2nd? You're going to probably finish out that week and some well-deserved R&R, and I get it. So you're probably going to be starting a little bit later. It's probably going to be closer to January 6th. But here's my question, and here's the thing that I want to point out. We've bought into this construct where right now we're thinking about the goals. Even now, there's some people that might say, why are you thinking about your 2020 goals so early? But notice I keep saying thinking about the goals, not getting after the goals, not implementing the game plan to get after those goals. So what happens is we're doing a lot of thinking until January and probably January 6th, and then we get going. But what I really want to throw at you today, and it's going to be a shorter and sweeter podcast, is just proposing something different. What if you were to get going right now? Seriously, what if we didn't wait until January to get going on our goals? What if we were to do it right now? Now, here's the thing. I really believe that it's a big mistake to wait the 30 days to get going on your goals for a lot of reasons. I think, number one, if you were to begin now instead of January, you'd have an extra 30 days to jump on those sales goals and a 30-day jump on your competitors. But, you know, taking a turn to negative town here, you're going to lose that time. And I don't know about you, if you ever want to know the value of having 30 additional days to do something, I would just say look no further than where you are right now in your year. A lot of us were rounding the corner on the final lap of 2019. Right about now, you're looking at things that you think could close by the end of the year, things that could happen. You have other things that are just a little bit more of a stretch. You have even other things that you really should be saying amen after because they're a freaking prayer, that it's going to take a miracle for them to happen by the end of the year. But if you want to know the value of having an extra 30 days, how would you feel right now? If, say, your boss came over to you and said, you know what, we're actually not going to be closing out the year on, you know, December 31st. We're actually going to close it out at the end of January. Accounting has this crazy thing they have us doing. So everybody has an extra month to qualify for President's Club. Everybody has an extra month to qualify for those quarterly bonuses and those year-end bonuses and to go up in the sales ranking, whatever it is that motivates you. I mean, an extra month can make a tremendous amount of difference. So the first thing that I want to say is give yourself that gift. The other thing that I want to say is, you know, they say, and I don't know who it is that they say. I just realized that's kind of an idiotic thing for me. They, as if, like, who the hell is they? But seriously, if you've been around for a while with goal setting, it is said that it takes at least 30 days to install a new habit. Now, if you start right now, you have more than 30 days. So what's going to be really cool, instead of just getting going on January 6th, which again, I really feel that's the realistic date that we're all going to get going. It's really not going to be January the 1st. And by the way, need I point out the obvious that this crowd right here, the Sales Playbook crowd, I think we're going to be nursing some serious effing hangovers on January 1st. And even so, it's a holiday. It's New Year's Day. I doubt very seriously that people are going to be that dedicated on January 1st to start getting out there and working on their sales goals. Maybe you're going to get out there and work on some personal goals and some health and fitness things, but you're really not going to get going until January 6th. That's the realistic start date. But again, if you start now, those new habits are going to be, or those new, you know, those things that you're doing that you want to become habits, where they become natural for you and almost a reflex type of action, those at that point will be up and running instead of just starting on January and then not having the new habits until February. The other thing too that I think is really important to point out is that this time of year, a lot of our action muscles become weakened. I want to say that again. A lot of our action muscles become weakened for a lot of reasons. Again, we're taking action perhaps to close a deal, but we're really not taking a lot of action to start up new opportunities and prospecting. A lot of people, and I'm sorry if here he goes again, going off on that whole holiday rant that he loves to talk about, but there are a lot of people, I see it every single day this time of year, there are a lot of people who just mentally start checking out. Guess what? From right about this time, because leading up to Thanksgiving. Now, again, here we are. It's November 24th. Here in the U.S., we have Thanksgiving on the 28th. This is going to be one of the least productive weeks of the year for people, because they are, yes, some people are going to be taking off for the week. If you're taking off for the week, you could almost fast forward 2 or 3 minutes of this rant and just cut to the chase. But for those of you who are not taking off this week, you know that it's kind of a mental wind down week. But I want to point something out to you. Forgive me for being a bit of a dick here, but it's just kind of the way it is. What's going to happen is that you're going to trash a week. So what really should be a 3 to 4 day weekend is going to become a 7 to 10 day slack fest for a lot of people in sales. And we're going to start telling ourselves all these bullshit excuses like, well, you know, prospects and clients and suspects, they really don't want to hear from sales reps this week. I cry bullshit on that one because, I mean, it is a work week. It's not like I'm saying to you, hey, call them on Thanksgiving. Interrupt them. Say, hey, before you stuff your face with some more pumpkin pie, I have a sales pitch for you. I mean, if you're calling people on Monday through Wednesday especially, you should not hear any shit from anybody. And if you do, forgive me for repeatedly saying the shit curse, but I say I play the tough shit card on that one. I make no apologies for actually working on a work day. So I'm not of that mindset that people don't want to hear from us. I also believe that when it comes to needs, they don't necessarily schedule themselves around days off. Many of us sell things that, you know, people are going to need them regardless. So I want you to think about that. So I don't really get caught up in all that, but your action muscles this time of year, you start slacking, especially once you start hearing all that Christmas music and you're getting in the spirit and you're thinking about family and the kids and all that damn shopping you have to do, and you start mentally checking out. And why not, man? I mean, everybody else is mentally checked out. Nobody wants to do business at Christmas time. So people start with this whole slack fest as early as just after Thanksgiving here in the state. But I would say by the second week in December, everybody's in like full screw-off mode. They're just slacking. And I think it's great that you take time at the holidays. I just don't think it's worth a 30-day sabbatical, which a lot of people are taking, or even a 2 to 3 week slack fest. It is important to use that time to your advantage. So what's the result at the end of that whole little tirade that I just launched on the podcast is that you're not in ramp-up mode. You're in wind-down mode. So your action muscles aren't there. So now you have this period of time where you're not working your muscle groups, particularly the prospecting ones, I notice. And then all of a sudden, here's what usually happens. And I just think it's this vicious cycle that we fall into. You have this slack fest and this mental sabbatical that starts as early as Thanksgiving here in the U.S. Definitely by the second week in December, it's at full speed mode we're doing. And then we come back full of piss and vinegar on January the 6th, and you'll see all the messages on LinkedIn. It's going to be the best year ever. We're going to get them. We're gonna crush our goals. And that piss and vinegar lasts, I'm not kidding you, it's like 15 minutes. It's like a 15-minute thing where people are all excited and, yeah, we're going to go get them, best year ever. And then they fizzle out and they go right back to really not getting after their goals. I say stop that insanity and interrupt your pattern. Your pattern is what I've been talking about, kind of winding down, then ramping up at the beginning of the year. And you know what? If you are better than most people, you're going to be able to sustain that ramp up after the holidays. But what I'm saying is, why don't we interrupt that pattern and say, hey, I don't want to be a part of that construct. It doesn't serve me anymore. I'm going to get going right now. And you know what, too? I really believe that, you know, you're waiting because that's what you've always done. You've always waited until January versus having a logical reason to wait. I want to say that again. I really believe that many of you are waiting until January to get going on your sales goals because that's what you've always done. It's become a habit that really doesn't serve you versus having a real logical reason to wait. Now, what I wanted to throw at you, a lot of people, and I said logical reason to wait, a lot of us, we cling to excuses. And I know that's hard to swallow, and it may offend you and piss you off, and, well, what does he know? I'm saying this for a reason, not because I'm the high and mighty Paul Castain who's never made a mistake. I'm saying it because of the thing that I always tell you guys. When it comes to dumb mistakes, nobody's really able to outdumb me. I've made some epically dumb mistakes, and one of them has been waiting to get going on my sales goals. And the other part of that is I would classify it as bullshit excuses that we tell ourselves as far as while we're waiting. Like, for example, well, it's year end. Well, who gives a shit that it's year end? So you mean to tell me that when it's year end, that there aren't skills that you could be focusing on that could actually help you in the coming year? For example, if you're right there at the end of a sales cycle, what if you were to say, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to look up some closing skills, or I'm going to look up some better questioning skills that I could bring into these situations that I have right now to start getting better. I'm going to need those skills for next year. So what I wanted to offer you very quickly so that you don't think, well, all this guy's doing here is kind of beating us up this week and lecturing us and everything else. I want to throw at you a really cool story, and there is a tactic from this story that you can use, and it has to do with chicken soup for the soul. Now, what happened with chicken soup for the soul, if you don't know the story, they were rejected. I think it was like 148 or 150 publishers. And so imagine that. It's really kind of a personal failure in a way. When you write a book and have that many people give you the finger, how do you not take that personally? But anyway, they get someone to say, you know what, we will publish your book. Most people would leave well enough alone at that point. I think it's safe to say that the majority of us would say, okay, I'm going to leave well enough alone. I finally had somebody that's going to publish the book. All right, that's maybe as good as it gets. But what they did was, the authors of Chicken Soup for the Soul, they immediately set another goal, which I thought was an incredibly ballsy goal to set, considering 150 or 148 people just basically gave them the finger. So the goal they set was, we want a best-selling book. Now, many of us, especially this time of year, we set these goals and people tell us, you have to have these big, hairy, audacious goals and live large and, you know, no balls, no blue chips. There's so much emphasis on that that we don't talk about the things we should be doing every single day to bring those goals to fruition. And what they did, the authors of Chicken Soup for the Soul, is they decided that every single day they would take five actions that would bring them to that goal, or bring that goal of having a best-selling book to fruition. So every single day they took five actions. And I remember reading the story about this. And sometimes what they would do is they would go and speak at a college or a university. That would be one of the actions. Other times they would try to submit an article. I think they had an article that was actually published in, say, the National Enquirer, or one of those types of publications. Again, bringing publicity for the book, selling more books that way. So they were doing a variety of things. Now, one day, it was way back when, before some of you were even born, dare I say, but way back during a time when we had the O.J. Simpson trial. And what happened was, they were watching this trial on TV, and they said, you know, these jurors really could use a little chicken soup for the soul. For those of you who are not familiar with chicken soup for the soul, it's really a collection of motivational stories and uplifting, inspirational types of stories to just help you, right? Get to that next level in life and keep going, go another round. And they said, yeah, these jurors really could use a little chicken soup for the soul. So they sent a case of the books to the jurors. The jurors then, you know, they were behind closed doors for I don't even know how long. I think it was a while. And what happened was, as fate would have it, when everybody came out and had their verdict, they were holding on international television copies of Chicken Soup for the Soul. You could not buy publicity like that. But they never would have thought of that if they weren't in that whole, they didn't get those action muscles going that we were talking about, and they weren't taking action every single day. Now, if you had known me 10 years ago, I used to always teach everyone, okay, here's, I told them that story, and I said, so our assignment is going to be to come up with every single day five actions that's going to move us closer to our goals. What I found out very quickly, and I, you can't see it right now, but I'm raising my hand and saying, guilty, guilty as charged, hang in my head while I'm doing it. But a lot of us were thinking, well, holy shit, this is a lot to do on top of all the other tasks you have to do. So I found that it might have lasted for some of us a week or 2 weeks or maybe 3 weeks of that, but that is an aggressive pace to go at. Five actions toward your goal every single day. So I've dumbed it down quite a bit. And what I like to do when I say dumb it down is create something that you would have to look at yourself and say, well, what are you kidding me? You can't do this one thing Castain's asking to do. So ridiculously easy that a child could do it. And here it is. Just do one action a day, at least for now, toward getting, you know, toward moving that goal to fruition. That's all you have to do. But if you start now, That's a 30-day jump. And I want it to be simple tasks. So again, let me give you some examples. So let's just say that, you know, you have, again, you're working, you're focusing on closing business right now. You could, well, actually, let me give you some other things. Let's move away from that. Let's just say you have a difficult conversation that you have to have on Monday. We all have them in sales. So maybe what you do, there's this little thing called the interwebs, as they say, the internet. And you could, what if you Googled tips for having difficult conversations, interpersonal communication skills, and you just play around with different phrases. You find something that resonates with you, and you bring that to the conversation that you're going to have. Almost again, as if you were a contractor going out to this incredible tool shed and loading up your toolbox with the things you need for that project. So what if you were to do something like that? Or what if you've been trying to get into an account and you're really trying to get the ball rolling this year so that maybe next year they can become a new client? So what if you were to simply look up creative prospecting techniques? What if you were to go to my blog, by the way, and do that, because I happen to have a blog post with over 40 creative ideas there for free for you that you could certainly use to get closer to that goal. But that's what I'm talking about. We're talking about things that are not going to take you 7 years to learn and another 7 years to implement. That's all we're talking about. But here's another approach that you might want to consider. The first approach we talked about was the one a day approach. The second one is called the aggregation of marginal gains. We've talked about it on the podcast probably almost a year ago since we've talked about this. And this whole concept is simply trying to make 1% improvements. Now, it doesn't have to be plural as on a daily basis. It could be finding the 1% improvement for today. That should be your goal. Look at your day. Look at what kind of meetings you have and what kind of activities you have. And just ask yourself this very simple question: where can I find a 1% improvement? It could be just in how you scheduled your day. Maybe you can schedule the day to be more productive. Maybe it's a particular meeting that you have where you want to focus on asking better questions. Damn, that's a nice 1% improvement. Again, it could be closing skills. A lot of people this time of year, we're focused on closing. I get it. So then use it as something that can serve you in 2020 instead of something in the moment that's disposable and perishable. We want something where we install a new skill. So that's the other thing that you can do. Find the 1%. leverage the power of the aggregation of marginal gains. So that's really it, folks. There's not a lot here. I didn't want this to be a complicated podcast episode, but my advice to you is just, in a bigger picture sense, look at the things that you've always done that you might find yourself saying, well, I've always done it that way. And then ask yourself, why am I doing it this way? Is there a better way? Is there a logical reason why I'm even doing it this way in the first place? What is a better approach? In what ways could I improve upon this approach? And in a more specific sense, let's look at this idea of waiting on our goals and get going on it now. You get a nice 30-day jump. So I mentioned to you at the beginning of the podcast that we have a really cool promo. It's something that I almost never do when it comes to my coaching program. But I have an offer for you, and it's rather timely for several reasons. First of all, I'm only making this available to my podcast audience, and it's going to be $200 off my coaching program. Now, it's timely because, well, first of all, we talked about beginning your 2020 sales goals, your sales goals for next year. I will tell you, as someone who did it the hard way and then woke up about 12 or 13 years back, might have been a tiny bit longer, when I decided to hire a coach, and I've had numerous coaches ever since. You really can't go it alone. And there's a lot of reasons why you would want someone who could help you along the way. But also too, I really believe that having a sales coach can help to expedite the results that you're looking to get in 2020. But also, the other thing that makes this timely is that this offer is only going to be good until Monday, December 2nd, where you can save $200, but you're actually going to be saving $400, believe it or not. Right now, I'm offering a $200 discount on the program, but if you take into account that we're going to be raising the price on the coaching program by $200 come January 1st, it's actually, if you act now on it, it's going to be a $400 savings. So if you'd like to at least hear me out and see how my coaching program works, maybe you've been listening to me for a while and a lot of the ideas resonate with you and you'd like to start going down the premium content road with me and start working together to start getting some real results, I'd invite you to go to yoursalesplaybook.com/coachingpromo. All one word. All lowercase, yoursalesplaybook.com/coaching promo. With that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com, wishing all my friends in the U.S. a happy and healthy Thanksgiving, and wishing everybody else an incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is at Castain Training Systems Production. Come visit our blog at yoursalesplaybook.com/blog.